Call the Town of Discovery Bay Finance Committee meeting to order at 3:30 on April 1st. First order of business is roll call. Both directors are present. And we move on to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time on items that are not on the agenda today?
This is Bill Helfrich. I have none.
Hearing none, we'll move on to minutes. We have minutes from February 5th, February 24th, and March 9th. Director Mayo, do you have any comments?
I don't. I move that we approve those as they are.
Okay, let the record reflect that the minutes of those three meetings are approved. Now we'll move on to item number D, which is finance update.
We're going to do a finance update on the financials, and Finance Director Judy Carter will be making that presentation. Julie?
Hi, I'm just going to, for those of you on the online, I have got, I'm bringing up the content. I apologize for this not being with the packet earlier. We had a problem with our software, and I just got it resolved yesterday, and our person was out ill. So in front of you, directors, there is our February draft financial statements. Just want to prove out that these do not include the, or reflect any of the audit adjustments that we just received from the last board meeting when we had the financials approved. It doesn't really partake too much into the income statement. It will reflect in the balance sheet, and on my next update, those entries will be in. I'd like to take you to page 6, kind of just start with the water. And I'm running both of these at the same time, so please bear with me on the phone. And page 6 in our water revenue, we're 81% of our revenue. Prior year, we were at 73% at the same time this year. So we've got most of our water revenue come in. It looks like our water charges this year, we're going to beat our revenue based on for last year. With that going through, I'm going to move down to doing two things at once to page 8. For the total, this side on page 8. With our total expenses, we're running at 57% of our expenses for the year. Based on last year, our revenue over expenses, we were at 138.9%. We're at 172.9%. Our expenses have been lighter than previous years. Any questions on water? There were a couple of accounts where we had some overspend, but nothing very material. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to continue on to wastewater. So we're going to continue to page 10 to look at the revenue. We're right on line with revenue. 67% of the year is already gone by. We have 65.6% of the revenue. Doing very well there. Again, to note on the other line, which we talked about last time, we have $292,000 in other revenue, and that was the PG&E money that we're dumping into our wastewater system. Okay, continuing to page 12, in the bottom line for wastewater. Again, we're ahead of the curve here. Their expenses are 53% of our total budget, and we're 67% of the year, so we're doing good there and ahead of the curve. Any questions on wastewater? We did have a couple, again, pumps that were serviced, a few things that went over, very minor. All right. Continue on, going to Zone 8. Again, Zone 8. There's one thing I do want to note into Zone 8. We have here $164,000 that is the Hoffman money. That money, when the audit adjustments get booked, is going to be pulled into FY19, and that will be reclassed against a note receivable. Okay. But right there in line with everything there. Continuing on to page 16 at the end. We're right in line there with the net revenue and the expenditures. Again, there's a little, couple little overs and unders, but nothing material. Zone 9, be, starting on page 18, we're right there. We're 47% of the revenue. We'll get most of the rest of the revenue when we get the next tax influx, which will be in June. Same, it was at 47.9 the prior year, so we're right there. And again, this is really small, a couple overages and underages, and we are doing just fine for the year.
Okay.
Any questions?
So we're running pretty good against where we are in the year. It looks like in quite a few categories. Is there, are we expecting any bump at the end of the year?
Expense bump or?
Yeah, do we see something coming that's going to bring us up to that target or?
Not
are we just lucky like in the
we don't have, I think we're running favorable on a lot and we don't have the pool and the expenses for the pool. So a lot of that in zone 8, but that's what's happening in zone 8.
Okay.
In water and wastewater, every day is a new day. So if we get a leak or we need a big
repair. Well, the question would be, how are we running with pipe breakage? We've been pretty steady at a given $500,000 a year someplace in there. Are we seeing that this year, or are we seeing a break, a little bit of a recess on that?
I would say we're seeing that we've got two major breaks that are going on. We have our breaks that happen every month that they go out and fix, and in the leaks, I call those leaks.
Yes.
We do have the breaks, but the fixes on those breaks are capital, so they're not going to go through the P&L.
Okay.
They're large. The marina one and the Willow Lake.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, I think the pool is one of the things I hadn't thought about, but yeah, we're going to be saving quite a bit of money off of that.
Anecdotally, so if we put the water meters in and we work on all those manifolds, et cetera, we are seeing less overall leaks because we have a significant amount of new infrastructure in, you know, Discovery Bay proper.
Good.
We will post these financials out on the internet for the public to see.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the adjustments for the audit will be taken care of at the next presentation?
Yes, I just went through the audit with them, I believe it was last Thursday. Now we just need to book all those entries.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item E, which is a discussion regarding the rate study and options.
Okay, if you recall, the Finance Committee at prior meetings participated with Allison of Lekowich and Tseng Municipal Consultants in crafting a draft water and wastewater rate study that was presented to the board at their regular meeting on March 18, 2020. Three rate option scenarios were presented. The option scenarios varied based on how much future debt would impact the monthly cost to ratepayers over the next 5 fiscal years. Allison is on the phone again this afternoon to present the rate options for a committee recommendation to the board at tonight's regular meeting. Please note that the details of this presentation have been revised from what was presented to the board on March 18th. The revisions include an adjustment for recent volatility in the bond market due to the pandemic, and some CIP costs inadvertently left out that have now been included. Those include relocation of the district's office building, district security, and some vehicle and equipment purchases. Staff has also received related email correspondence from a member of the public, which is now before each of you for your consideration prior to making the committee recommendation on this item. These emails will be added to the agenda packet as additional materials. At the end of Allison's presentation, staff is prepared to accept an option recommendation from the committee to the board. Allison?
Okay, thank you. First of all, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm getting a little feedback. So from the prior draft, as Mike just mentioned, we made some adjustments based on new debt service information from Brenda Tallman. And then we also added some capital improvement projects, the marina underwater crossing, as well as relocation of the district office building. So we have some 5 results to present today, and it's on the agenda that the detailed tables and packet is attached to the agenda. So that's great. And I will go ahead and start with water. So the prior draft included about 14 million of projects, and this new updated draft, or sorry, the prior draft included about 12 million, and the new draft is about 14 million. So we've added about 2 million of projects. And that has increased the rate projections. So the biggest change was on the no debt option. Previously, we had estimated a 20% rate increase followed by a 15% rate increase. And then with that extra 2 million of projects, the no debt option, option one for water, is now at 32% followed by a second 32% rate increase. And again, that's 100% cash funding project, no debt. So we're using a little bit of capacity through revenue. We're using some existing reserves, and then the rest of the burden of that of those projects is on the ratepayers over the next 5 years. And then we ran two debt scenarios for water, a $4 million debt scenario and an $8 million debt scenario. And for the $4 million, the prior draft assumed about a 4.75, just under 5% rate increase each year over the 5 years. And then the new draft is a 7% rate increase each year for the next 5 years. And then the third water option is the $8 million debt option. So again, we have about 14 million of projects, and we're using 8 million of new debt to fund that. So that leaves about 6 million that is funded through reserves, a little bit of capacity fees, and then rates. So the prior water scenario for 8 million of debt was a 1% increase each year, and then this new version is 1.75%. Rate increase each year.
What was it? I'm sorry, Allison.
Oh, the prior option three was 1%.
1%.
And then the new version is 1.75%.
Thank you.
Each year. So we can switch over to sewer. So for sewer, our prior option included 17 million of projects, and the new revision included about 19.6 million. So we added about 2.6 million of of new projects. So for our no debt option, option one on sewer, the prior draft assumed 2-13% increases, and then plus the minor inflationary increases. And then this new draft, we went from 13 to 18% in year one, 18% in year two, and then 7% in year three, and then a 2% and 2%. For option two, is 5 million of debt. The prior draft had that 2% rate increase each year. That's now increased 5%, 5%, 5%, and 1%, 1%. And then interestingly, for option three and four, so option three is 7.5 million, and option four is 10 million, the drafts were the same. So even though we're funding more capital improvement, the total debt service cost is a little bit lower than my prior draft. And the thing to note about the sewer fund is there are a lot higher reserves that we're able to use and to absorb some of that increase in cost from the new capital projects. So I kind of ran the cash flows, looked at, you know, funding each year, what projects, what years they're going to hit, when you really need the cash, when years that are lower cost versus higher cost, and I didn't see the need to increase the rate from the prior draft to this draft for options three and four for wastewater. Just to wrap up quickly, looking at the bill survey and the different options, so the feedback that we received was, it'd be nice to look at the other agencies and see what their proposed July 1st rate increases are. So comparing your proposed increases to the proposed increases of other agencies that we know about. And so for water, even with any, really any of the three water options, Discovery Bay would continue to be kind of the lower end of surveyed agencies for the typical single-family customer. And it's important to note that a lot of the low agencies, Manteca and Rio Vista, have not raised the rates in many years. So they're potentially and artificially low for their water bills. And then historically, Discovery Bay's sewer bills have been on the higher end of local agencies, and that would continue to be true with the proposed options, the four options. And then looking at the combined bill, so a low water bill plus a high sewer bill kind of lands you in the middle of the different agencies that we surveyed. And then the only real thing to note is with option one, so with no debt, you would move up in the ranking quite a bit from kind of the middle of the pack to maybe the higher third of the pack or so. So I know that's a lot of information. Luckily, we've had a few meetings now to kind of review everything. So I'm happy to answer any clarifying questions.
Bill, do you have any questions?
No.
Allison, let me say, this is Bob Lee. Let me ask just one question. As you looked at the cash flow for the water and for wastewater over the five-year period, and you take into account what our beginning balances are, what our expenditures, revenues, and whether or not we have any debt incurred, how does our ending balance look when we get to that fifth year in both of those funds? Are they still healthy enough?
Yeah, okay, so let me just flip. On the capital fund, for all the water options, we start with about $2 million of capital funds, and all the different options end with about $2 million of capital funds. So that kind of stays the course. So some years we spend that down a little bit, but overall we build it back up. And we end the fifth year kind of at where we started. And the same is true for the operating fund, where we have a fund target of, what is it, 4 months of O&M expenses, operating expenses. Mm-hmm. And we make sure that we have that funding available at all times for reserve. So that was definitely a big concern of the study and one of the financial constraints that I watched very carefully to make sure that we maintain those reserves over the 5 years.
Okay, great. Thank you, Allison. Do you have any questions? I don't have any questions at this point. Okay, then I'll open it up to public comment. Does anybody have any public comment?
Bill Humphrey, may I ask a couple questions?
Sure.
Regarding the financial presentation, Zone 8, you're going to understand that the financials will be provided at a later date?
Yes. Correct.
And are we able to break out the community center revenue expenses from the total Zone 8 numbers, or is that something?
Yeah.
They're broken out. You can identify community center versus Zone 8.
I'm sorry, I hear you talking, but it.
The answer to your question, Bill, is yes.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
And then I have a question on the rate study.
Go ahead.
That seem to be based on the capital need projection. Is the capital need projection something that the district prepared or the consultant?
This was prepared by the district, with input from various consultants and also our staff.
Okay, so, and then I have the final question would be, of all the options, it appears that the line item that's called Move District Main Office Building The amounts are in 2021 and 2122. They're all the same amount. Is that really moving it, or is it finding a new one and building a new one?
The project is as yet to be determined, but we'll be looking at a variety of options, and this is a placeholder number that's probably an order of magnitude correct as to what we're going to have to proceed with. But that'll be refined as we move through the years.
Okay, so, but if I understand the way the system works, this $3.3 million or $3.1 million is in this rate study, and no matter what you're doing, you're increasing the rates, because either you got to pay back more money, or you're going to... So it's almost like, to me, isn't it in fact saying, okay, we're going to build a building, because now we have the money for it?
That would be incorrect. We have a $33 million capital plan, of which that is one item. And as we move through the capital plan over the next 5 years, some items will increase, some will decrease, some will drop off, and there's others that will be added. But this is the best snapshot of where we are on April 1st of 2020.
But I would just say thank you. It looked to me like it was being added in, and there was going to be funding for it through the borrowing.
Well, there'll be funding through all capital projects through the borrowing. If we proceed with borrowing, we haven't made that determination yet.
If you do.
If we do, yeah.
And these rate increases that you just discussed, it appeared that the bulk of the rate increases were adding the office building into the capital projection. Am I understanding that correctly?
I think that the capital budget is about $33 million. And if we are to proceed with some kind of an office building, it'll be whatever percentage of $33 million that might be. And we're putting kind of a placeholder.
Right.
We have a placeholder number in there right now.
I understand that.
Okay.
But the description given by your consultant was that the reason these rate increases primarily increased was because of the increase to the capital improvement budget. And I'm just trying to confirm that the bulk of the rate increase, the bulk of the increase to the capital improvement budget is the placeholder amount for the office building.
I don't believe that's true. It's the sum of the all of the projects that are listed in the capital improvement plan.
No, that's not what you said.
That's exactly what you said, Bill. That's not what you heard.
Would it be all right if I jump in here just for a minute?
Go ahead, Allison.
I think the confusion is, what I meant to say was the change in the rate from the March 18th draft to the April 1st draft, there was really minor, 1 or 2% change. That increase, that change between the last 2 weeks, that was because of these other new projects that we didn't include in the prior draft. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
The overall rate increase is about 30 plus million a project. Just that little difference between 2 weeks ago and now, that was these extra few little projects.
Thank you, Allison.
Yeah, thank you. So that means these extra few little projects primarily are the move the office.
That's one of them, yes.
Like $3.1 million between the two funds.
Okay.
And so, if I'm understanding her last response, these last rate increases where she said the, like on the water, that the $8 million debt would have been 1% increase, now it's 1.75%. That's the result of adding the extra project.
Largely, yes. Anything else, Bill?
Mr. Chairman, may I chime in here? Rod Atterbury.
Go ahead, Rod. Well,
thank you,
Rod, can you hold on a second? Bill, do you have anything else before Rod jumps in?
No, I'm going to allow you to, continue with Mr. Helfrich.
I'm just.
Public comment.
I think we're done with public comment at this point. Go ahead, Rod. Rod, are you there?
If you're done with public comment, I have nothing else to add.
Okay.
I really appreciate, and I'll say first of all, hi, board members, staff, members of the public, Rod Adderley, general counsel. And I think because this is an advisory meeting and a financing standing committee, this back and forth question and answer is excellent, giving you information. But I'll just remind the chair that this is a comment period and not necessarily a back and forth. But I know Mr. Helfrich, at least is one member of the public on here that has some questions. So I do appreciate you answering them, at least during this advisory committee.
Okay. Thank you, Rod. Okay, we'll bring it back to the board now, back to the finance committee. Director Mayer, any thoughts, comments?
No, I think Allison, thank you very much for the quick revision process when you got some added information. Appreciate it. Numbers look pretty solid.
Okay, I just want to make sure, you know, I'm kind of looking at staff at this point. And Allison, you can jump in if I've misconstrued the numbers here. But we're looking, you know, combined of water and wastewater, somewhere around $33 million in projects, for which we have about $8 million in the bank to do those $33 million in projects. And these projects are going to drag on for a good 5 years, if not longer. And in order to, I think, more easily serve our public by not jacking rates up and down and having a lot of uncertainty, it seems to me to make a lot of sense to finance these projects over their useful life. And with that being said, I'm sort of leaning toward option 3 for water and option 4 for wastewater, and keep the user rates as low as possible, keep the district's reserves as healthy as we can keep them, and be prepared that there's going to be changes not only after 5 years, but there's going to be changes year 2, 3, 4, and 5. But I think, you know, with the information that we've received from Brandis Tallman, even with, you know, this current financial uncertainty, I think that the district would be best served by beginning to take a look at how we might proceed with this capital improvement plan under a scenario of water option 3 and wastewater option 4. So that's sort of my take after listening to the last three presentations from Allison and her group, as well as Brandis Tallman, and looking at staff's reports and the listing of all the projects, is we've got a big bite to take here, and we need to get moving as quickly as possible. And with that in mind, keeping the rate impact as low as possible on our customers. Bill, anything to add?
No, I'd just copy with everything you said. I had looked at 3 and 3, but it's really a small point between option 3 and 4 in wastewater. A little less debt, but I'm not sure it makes that much difference. I'd be more than happy with the
Okay. Okay, that sounds like we got kind of a committee consensus here that we might go back to the board this evening at the meeting and report back that we had a meeting today. We listened to the report from Allison Lahovich and her group, as well as staff's comments and reports, and we'll report back to the board that the committee has a recommendation of moving ahead with option 3 and 4.
And we will do that at the time the item is discussed before the board.
Correct. The board may have other ideas, but this is the committee's observation.
It's a normal process.
Yeah.
Allison, thank you very much, and we'll hear from you again this evening. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Any future items, Director Mayer?
No, none from me.
Okay, it's 4 o'clock, and we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.